We're going to continue with Simon Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Siv Beis, the Machaber says, "Im hayakasal nota lipol, if the wall was falling, aval pishu shal simcha, even though the binyan is a binyan shal simcha, mutter livnos, you're allowed to build up this wall again." The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because it's, even if it's not for sakana, even if it's just a chashash hefseid, it's still going to be permissible because you're not doing it for simcha purposes. You're doing it because of the hefseid, or you're doing it because of the danger, etc. So that's why it's permissible to do so in such a situation. The Ramah adds l'tzorach mitzvah hakol shari, for mitzvah purposes, all of these simcha things are going to be permissible. The Mechaber continues, Veinos in Nashim, Veinos in Sudas Eirisim. We don't get married during these days, and we also don't make a Sudas Eirisim. Avala Aris below Suda Mutter, but Eirisim itself is permissible. Vafilu b'Tisha B'Av Atzma Mutter le'Aris shalek hemenu acher. Even on Tisha B'Av itself, you're allowed to have Eirisim, because we don't want someone else to marry this person before you do. The reason that Nisuin is prohibited, even without a Suda, is because Nisuin unto itself includes Simcha, whereas Eirisim unto itself does not include Simcha. The Ramah adds, V'nogin l'hachmir, she'enosim yedzayim betamuz eilach harachar tishbav. Our minhag of Ashkenazim is that we don't get married starting from Shavasar betamuz all the way until tishbav. Not like the Sfardim, who is just Shavua Shechabo, rather the Ashkenazim are machmir all the way starting from Shavasar betamuz for the 3 weeks, bein hametzarim. The Mishnah Berurah adds that from Yedzayim Betamuz until Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to have Rikudin or Macholos, even if there's no Eirisin involved. So dancing, etc., is prohibited during the 3 weeks, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Just playing music or listening to musical instruments, even without singing and even without dancing, Minchas Yitzchak says, is going to be prohibited as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes, you're not allowed to play music during the 3 weeks. Or Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it's not the music unto itself that is prohibited. It's only music which leads to dancing, but slow music, etc., would, if it's ma'orer the levavos, if it causes you to think about the tsar that we're feeling, would be permissible. But one should be careful, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in invoking this heter. About listening to someone singing without actual musical instruments, etc. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that this, and Rav Osner said that if it's on a CD or a tape or something like that, then it has the status of a musical instrument and it would be prohibited, but others permit in this situation. We saw you're not allowed to get married during the 3 weeks. What about getting married the night of Shavasar Betamuz? So we already mentioned this regarding getting married on the night before Atinus. Rav Moshe Feinstein says you should not get married during the night before Shavasar Betamuz, but he only says it's a problem because of Shavasar Betamuz of 3 weeks, but not because of getting married on Atinus, whereas others disagree and say getting married the night before Atinus is going to be a problem. But for sure, not Shavasar Betamuz. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's prohibited. If it's Litzorech, then it would be Mutter. But since it's machlokes shonim, but really it should be avoided. Sif Gimel, Shavu Shechabo Tisha B'Av Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes. The week of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to get a haircut or wash launder clothing. Afilu Inarotza Lav Shoata L'Nichol Archar Tisha B'Av. Laundering clothing is prohibited unto itself. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're going to wear it on during the 9 days. Even if you're not going to wear it until after Tisha B'Av, still not allowed to launder clothing during the 9 days. Afilu Einlo El Chaluk Echad Aser. Even if you only have one piece of clothing, you're not allowed to launder it. V'chein ha'mechubasim mikodem. So two things which were previously laundered before the Shavua Shechabo, bein lebosh bein latziya b'hamamita, afilu mitvachas ha'idam ha'shulchan aser. You're not allowed to use freshly laundered sheets, freshly laundered clothing, etc. V'chibas shalanu mutter, says the Mechaber, kibas, our kibas is permissible during these days, aval gihutz shalanu aser, but our gihutz is prohibited. Ukei pishtan eim emishim gihutz harem ki kibas shalanu mutter. When it comes to klei pishtan, everything is considered to be a kibbutz. So the Mishnah Berurah comments that when it comes to cutting nails, it's a machlokes achronim whether you're allowed to cut nails during Shavuot Shechabo. But if it's for a tefilas mitzvah, then it's going to be permissible. And Kavod Shabbos is going to be permissible as well. The reason you're not allowed to launder clothing is because it looks like you are forgetting about the avelus which you are under. So since the Mechaber says that our kibbutz is not considered to be a kibbutz, we are allowed to launder clothing during the 9 days if we want to, but you would not be able to wear them during the 9 days. You'd have to wait until after Tisha B'Av in order to wear it. We saw you're not allowed to get haircuts during this time, and we're machmir even for the 3 weeks. So what happens, says the Mishnah Berurah, if not getting a haircut causes you a loss of money, such as someone who's involved in a business where if they don't cut their beard, if they don't shave, etc., they're going to lose money, because Rav Moshe Feinstein says, from Shavasar Betamuz until Shavuot Shechabo, where it's only mitzad minhag that we don't get a haircut or shave, then you'd be allowed to shave, because the minhag doesn't exist in makom hefsed. But once you get into Shavuot Shechalbo, that's aser meikar din, and therefore you are not allowed to be meikil, even makom hefsed, to shave. However, if you don't shave, etc., you won't be able to work at all, and you're not going to be able to find someone to borrow money from either, then Rav Moshe Feinstein says that would be permissible to shave even during Shavuot Shechalbo, because it's like a davar avid for this person, and it's no worse than an avel after 3 days, where the Ramah writes that he'd be allowed to do malacha, which is a davar avid. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you could be makel during Beit HaMitzarim only based on how much of a chashash hefsed there is. One should consult the Rav to find out whether it would be permissible for them or not. This heter, which Rav Moshe gives for the 9 days to shave because of a davar aved, Rav Moshe did not invoke this so often, and it's found the chelik hay, which is already questionable, so one should consult the posig whether it's going to be permissible to shave during the 9 days.